540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new report finds teacher turnover spiked this year in Wisconsin. Jimmy Koska reports.
The Wisconsin Policy Forum looked at teacher turnover numbers from 2009 to 2023. Researchers found 11.5% of the state's teachers either left or moved each year. But in the last school year, that number rose to almost 16%. That's the highest turnover rate in the state in the 14 years that they studied. Turnover rates are higher in smaller communities and among teachers of color. The Policy Forum's Sarah Shaw says high turnover isn't necessarily a sign that anything is wrong. She says reasons could include better opportunities, the pandemic, or retirement. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Koska.
There's a growing effort to curb the rise of Wisconsinites committing suicide with a gun. In 2022, the state of Wisconsin reported more than 500 suicides for the first time in the state's history. More than half of those involved a firearm. The Gunshop Project is a growing effort by gun shop owners. The effort provides in-depth training for gun shop employees to identify indicators during a gun sale. The program also allows gun owners to store their firearms at the shop during times of crisis. Legislation to bolster the program in Wisconsin has failed in recent years, not gaining enough bipartisan support to pass. A Wisconsin congressman was in Syria yesterday. It's the first known Syrian trip by an American lawmaker in 6 years. More from Terry Bell.
Wisconsin's Scott Fitzgerald and two other U.S. House Republicans made an hour-long visit to the opposition-held area of northwest Syria. Two people familiar with the trip confirmed the visit but were not authorized to publicly talk about it. The lawmakers reportedly met with leaders of the opposition. They also spoke with people heading humanitarian efforts. The United Nations says 300,000 civilians died in the first 10 years of the Syrian conflict. The opposition is resisting forces allied with Syrian President Bashar Assad, including Russia. The fighting has been going on for almost 12 and a half years. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
A Wisconsin environmentalist says he's disturbed by what Republicans said about climate change at last week's debate in Milwaukee. Robert Craig runs Citizen Action of Wisconsin. He says climate change can be reversed if political leaders do the right thing.
But if we have a lot of folks who refuse to lead and in fact do the bidding of the big fossil fuel interests, then it's going to be a much more difficult challenge and the consequences could be dire.
Craig says only two of the eight Republican candidates for president in Milwaukee acknowledge man-made climate change is real. Craig was on WISC-TV's For the Record program yesterday. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Cedarburg woman allegedly misappropriated funds from local schools serving children with autism and disabilities. A criminal complaint says 42-year-old Heather Wenthold was a principal and executive financial employee at a Sonnenberg school branch. Police say after being fired, Wenthold reportedly deleted thousands of files and shut down the company's email system. She's accused of using the money to buy a hot tub, new appliances, and vacations. Brewers owner Mark Antanasio wants the ball club to stay in Milwaukee and is hopeful for public funding for the team. Talks about stadium funding are advancing, although details are lacking. The urgency to address the depleting funds of the stadium district has leaders in Madison seeking public investment for American Family Field, despite resistance from Milwaukee leaders. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers sweep the Padres. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers extended their 8-game winning streak with a 10-6 win over the San Diego Padres in front of over 36,000 fans at AmFam Field in Milwaukee. Down 4-2, Milwaukee's Rowdy Tellez got things going in the sixth.
2-1 to Tellez, and a swing and a line drive right field. That is down off the fence. Can is in. Terang is in. Monasterio to third. Rowdy Tellez with a double. We're tied at four.
Brian Anderson on Bally Sports Wisconsin. The game got off to a rocky start when Adrian Hauser left with an injury, replaced by reliever Bryce Wilson.
Yeah, you lose your starter after two innings. You don't want to do too much damage to your bullpen. And for Bryce to go out and deliver four innings and then four scoreless innings that give you a chance to win the game, that's a great effort.
Manager Craig Counsell on why the Brewers right-hander had to leave the game.
So it's just some right elbow like swelling, essentially. It's not in the ligament, the UCL area, but he did have elbow stiffness, and that's, for a pitcher, you got to take you out of the game when that's going on. I think we're at the risk of certainly missing a start.
The Brewers open up a three-game series tonight in Chicago against the Cubs. First pitch at Wrigley Field, 7:05. Racing at the Milwaukee Mile. Grant Enfinger the winner at the NASCAR 175-mile event held at the Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. NFL over the weekend, the Dallas Cowboys trading for 49ers quarterback Trey Lance. San Francisco drafted him 3 years ago with the number 3 overall pick in the first round. Dallas got him for a 4th-round pick. The Packers beat the Seahawks Saturday 19-15. Packers running back number 31, Emmanuel Wilson, led the NFL with most yards rushing in the preseason. Was it enough to make the team?
I feel pretty good. I'm not going to try to get too level-headed. If it's here, I'm blessed. If it's somewhere else, I'm blessed too.
That's Packers running back Emmanuel Wilson. With sports, I'm Mike Clem.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK. As the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. I'm trying to see Earl, but he looked like a picnic table. What's up, Earl?
Man, hey, look like a picnic table. You must have had a long weekend, man.
Huh? Look at your shirt. I need a plate.
Oh, man. Hey, you don't know style, man.
Okay, that's that old school swag.
Hey, man, that's a bad shirt, man.
Or a good picnic day. Yeah. You just messed up.
All right. Good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, man, I just wanted to begin by saying, man, it's tomorrow is Grim Reaper Day, man. For 42 players for the Green Bay Packers, but every team is going to be cutting, you know, 40 players or more. And, man, I just, after watching these preseason games, Gilbert, it really, is it that big a difference between the guys who make it and the guys who don't?
Yes. Yes. And you have to understand something, Earl. From the beginning of training camp until whatever happens, that's in the back of your mind. You see what I'm saying? You do not have a relaxing day. Even on the, if they give you a day off or half a day, that's on your mind, man. You know? And for 42 other guys, it's you know. And some of them play so good, you don't even know why.
Right. This is what I'm saying. I watch, but you always say, man, when it's for real, it's a lot faster.
Yeah.
But
man,
I watched these guys, and I told you the first preseason game I saw, Packers had all this great talent, man. They got all these cats with speed, athletic ability. And man,
let me put this in perspective for you, okay? If you got Brett Favre at quarterback, do you know how many great quarterbacks we had to let go? Kurt Warner, Ty Detmer.
Well, come on. When you talk about Kevin, great quarterbacks, don't include Ty Detmer.
Hey, Dave, yeah, man, come on. he was a starter, wasn't he?
Well, that didn't, yeah, but
go back and look at all these quarterbacks, okay, Kurt Warner.
But yeah, but Kurt Warner.
You trying to say he wasn't great?
No, he was. Okay. He was, but don't include Ty Detmer, man. I'm old enough to remember
Mark Brunell. Mark Brunell.
Well, Mark Brunell was a decent quarterback. He wasn't great.
Look here, man. Yeah, stop shooting everybody down, man. I'm trying to make a point. Here you go shooting everybody down.
I
gotta
shoot cats down that you're considering great. Good.
I'm sorry. Okay. In your class, they're probably both. But in my class, they're pretty good.
Okay.
And all these pretty good guys, Aaron Brooks. You see what I'm saying? All these good guys had to go because Brett Favre was there. They was not going to knock him off his mount. So that's why when the Grim Reaper come knocking on your door, let's put it this way. Also, I was telling you when we was talking off air, in the locker room, they had an area in the back we called Tent City. You don't want to walk through Tent City, man, because they're going to take your tent down when the Grim Reaper come.
So let the people know what you mean by Tent City, man.
Tent City is like, you know, all the locker. You got to earn to get in the locker room.
Okay? In the real locker room.
In the real locker room. The real locker room where all the G's at, okay?
The OGs.
They had to put an area because there's so many guys
right.
Put lockers up, them stationary lockers. You know, because during regular season, that whole area is cleared out. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to walk through that area to go outside, you know?
Right.
So they put up all these make-believe tents or whatever. We call them tents, but they was really lockers. You
right.
know what I'm saying? But, you know, just like in a tent city, you know, if the people come, they're going to knock them tents down and tell you, you got to go. This is not an area for that. You know what I'm saying? So it's an area that says not for long.
You know, man, that's a great analogy, man. You're pretty good at analogies, man.
I'm pretty good. I know I am because I love talking about your shirt.
Hey, let me ask you, man. When the Grim Reaper comes,
mm-hmm.
as is going to happen tomorrow, and all of these guys who've dedicated their lives to getting ready to play pro football, and they've been the best wherever they went. They're the best college players in their divisions and all of that. And, man, and you start seeing probably in year two as a college player that you got a chance and people talking about you. And then, you know, you're all division, you're all this, you're all that. Mm. You're the best at your position in, you know, probably the college division that you're in, you're the best.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to the pros.
Mm-hmm.
You've been the best and now you're standing on the sideline and
It's like this, man. Like I always try to tell you, when you get to the pros, you know, you might have got through in college playing against some bums or some drunks off the street or whatever, man. I mean, some of them are, man. They got lucky and got a scholarship. But when you get to the pros, you playing against everybody's All-American. Now you got to stand up and see what you really made of. And some guys, it's kind of like if we're sitting in our locker, we're going to say, you ever seen that movie Friday? Man, he gonna cry when he gets in the car. You're going to cry. You know what? All joking aside, man, grown men are crying as they're walking out.
I'm sure they are.
Because this was something that they fought for so many years.
Right.
And for some reason, either the Green Bay Packers made a mistake, because they do make mistakes. Minnesota made a mistake with me.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
When they make mistakes, man, or something, some kind of element happens and they got to let you go, it's going to hurt. It's going to sting.
Yeah, see, but that's the point that I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about, man, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, it ends so abruptly.
Yeah.
you know, we just had all them cats, man, and all of that camaraderie that they get during the preseason, and that high that they get from putting on that helmet that you talk about, and then on Tuesday they got to get a helmet back.
Yeah.
And the time in Lambeau Field ends.
Your helmet, your book, those free drawers and socks they gave you, they going to get all that back.
Come on, man.
You can't have nothing. Give it back.
They take it all back.
Mm-hmm. All that you ain't going to try to sneak in your bag.
But man, you know, we're laughing, but it's not funny because
it's got to
be guys again whose dream ends.
You know, it's like this, Earl. If you're good enough, you're going to get a second chance. A lot of guys do not squander that second chance. It's some guys that sitting there, oh, I'm good. I'm this, I'm that, I'm this. You know, the new athlete of the day.
Right.
You know, I deserve to be there.
I've been telling you about Emmanuel Wilson, this little running back, number 31, that's been tearing up. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw any film.
He gets it, Earl. He gets it. Because he knows if the Green Bay Packers let me go, I'm going to be a featured back somewhere else. Don't y'all make that mistake and cut me. Because if you do, I'm going to really put it on you.
You know, Gilbert, he is, he's going to wind up on the what kind of team? Yeah. What's the team on the side?
You talking about a practice squad?
Yeah.
No, he ain't gonna. If he get cut by the Green Bay Packers, he will be on somebody's roster.
Also, you're telling me if they put him on the practice squad,
if the Green Bay Packers say we gonna keep you, but we gonna put you on the practice squad, he gone.
Okay, so right now what
they can't hold him.
In all the things that I saw and projections of what the 53-man roster is going to be, he ain't there. Because they said they're either going to go with two running backs or three. And what I read about him over the weekend was that they said that they want to put him where he can at least learn to either be on the special teams or learn more about blocking.
Yeah.
See, so they're concerned about him not being able to block.
They better quit messing with that boy and give him a position somewhere.
Well, they not if they're only going with two running backs.
There's somewhere on special teams they can use that boy. He can be a blocker or something, or even a backup punt returner or kicker, the way that boy runs.
Yeah, he runs hard.
Do not let him get away. If you put him on practice squad, he gone. Because he's making too much noise out here right now not to be seen.
Yeah, you're right about that. You know, but
that's the key. You got to make a lot of noise, Earl.
They've already got backup receivers, backup defensive backs and safeties, and linebackers. Mm-hmm. Just what you said, that they're putting on the special teams because they want to keep
them. Who makes the most impact, though, Earl, out of all of them? Him. He the impact man.
Yeah, but
all them other boys are okay, but he's the impact man. Who we talking about? We talking about any other little mother clowns? No.
Listen, man, we got to go through a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. It's Monday. That means Under the Helmets with the Grave Digger, and we are a little bit closer to Let's Get Ready to Rumble. We'll be right back. Lord.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed Group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies and calm today with a high of 79. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight, lows around 58. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 77, a mix of clouds and sun. Upper 60s Wednesday, mid-70s Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Everything around me, cream is the money, dollar bill, y'all. Come on. Wait, Larry, let it breathe, girl. Let it breathe. Come on. You're rocking the go-to low boots. Only way I begin to G-York was drug loot. And let's start it like this. Come on.
You know, it started kind of slow, Gilbert. You know, I thought somebody was in pain when it began. But it turned out to be pretty good. Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. On the Earl Ingram Show, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And in 2 weeks, it starts for real. Gilbert, I got a quick guess who wants to make an announcement. Our own Don Brown here from WAUK. Don, go ahead.
Thanks, Earl, and good morning, Gilbert. Just a quick message to all you football fans listening that in addition to broadcasting Waukesha South football for the second year in a row, our station here, WAUK, 540 AM, 101 FM, is proud to be the new radio voice, the radio broadcast for Carroll University football. There's a great story going on there after several losing seasons in the new coach Mike Budiszewski era. They've had back-to-back winning seasons, and in what is arguably the toughest conference in Division III football, they Coach Buda and his Pioneers open up Saturday, September 9th, 6 p.m. It's a night game against non-conference local rivals Wisconsin Lutheran, and it's a new tradition known as the Quick Trip Glazer Bowl, and the winning team gets 100 Glazer donuts from Quick Trip sitting and a really cool really cool trophy. It looks like one of those trophies from The Simpsons, a big glazed donut mounted there in all its glory. So, normally the games are at 1 p.m., but this one, the home opener, it's under the lights. So if you can make it, great. If not, you can catch it here on the radio or the Civic Media app or walkradio.com. And it's a really exciting story going on. If you love football, it's worth your while to catch the action.
Don and Gilbert, the thing about football Gilbert, all those different levels, and cats who out there, at you know, what's the name of the college?
Carroll University.
Carroll University.
Wisconsin's Pioneer University.
And Gilbert, those cats, to them, it's football, man. Football is football, right?
Sure. I've
done different levels of it, but they get the same energy and excitement on those levels, even the high school cats, about that game, man. You know, that game, man, is just something about it, man. You cats who played it on the highest level, you know, special. But, man, it's special for them cats as well.
First of all, my man sounds like a game show, talk show.
I love it. Thank you, Gilbert.
Hey, he's a Michigan State. Pretty, he's a Michigan State alum.
We talked a few months ago. I wanted to know why you didn't. Why a Detroit guy like yourself didn't become a Spartan, but you gave a great response. You got to play right away for the Jayhawks.
Yeah, see, I knew I liked him. You know, he hung around. But let me tell you this, man. For those kids, man, any kind of exposure is great. Because now, listen, now they mama, if they can't make the game, she can listen.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? That's the beautiful part about it, man, is that now if somebody's so far away, they can get on the airwaves now and listen to their baby play some football.
Yeah.
So
thanks.
That's awesome what y'all are doing. So keep up the good work, brother.
Yeah, you know, there's a long – Carroll has its roots in college football. They're one of the oldest teams. And the first forward pass was thrown at a Carroll University game. It was by its opponent, Washington University, but it was here Carroll.
I bet you Earl was in the stands, too.
Well, I didn't want to say that, man. But
yeah. Come on.
Come on, Gilbert. Shirt on.
Hey, so listen, Gilbert. So for people who didn't know, who didn't see it, there's a guy who is wearing the Gilbert Brown jersey. And I asked you about him 2 weeks
ago.
I said, hey, man, who is that cat? I thought they had retired your jersey.
Man, I wish.
But
if they retired my jersey, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you, Earl.
So, you know, I mean, Leroy Butler is a Hall of Famer, and I saw somebody wearing his jersey.
Yeah, that's something that's very prestigious to them. They do not just retire anybody's jersey. But as you see, ain't nobody walking around wearing number 4. Ain't nobody walking around wearing number 92.
Yeah, number 15.
Bart, you got to be a notorious bad man for them to just take your jersey.
Paul Horney.
And eventually, I think they're going to do Leroy like that because Leroy deserves it.
Yeah. So anyway, man, T.J. Slayton is a guy who they're going to be talking about. They're already talking about him.
Great Digger 2.0, baby.
Wait a minute, man. You don't want
He brought out the shovel.
You don't want to go too far with that, do you?
Hey, you project him to be. It's been a lot of guys. It was a guy before him, maybe a couple years back. His last name was Gilbert, and he wore 93.
You projecting this cat to be Gilbert Brown Jr.? Because he did the Grave Digger move. Is that what it is?
Not yet, but he a bad man, though.
Yeah, because he did the Grave
Digger move. Ain't nobody better than Kenny Clark, though.
Yeah, but
I'm gonna put it out there.
But because he did the Grave Digger move,
I like him. I like.
Oh, okay. So what if I did the Grave Digger move?
I will send you a cease and desist letter.
Cease and desist. Hey, man, I told
do
you.
Not
I told you. Let me do the humor, man.
Hey, I told you, give me too much material to let it slide, Earl.
Hey, man. So there's a couple guys
that did it before, man. But it, you know what? It's just good to see the guys remembering.
Well, okay, listen. We got to go to a break, man. 844-967-2789.
Good luck, Carroll University.
Under the helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. That's pretty good.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained.
This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Officials in Jacksonville, Florida are investigating the shooting deaths of three black people at a Dollar General store as a hate crime. LaTiffany Galleon, whose brother was among the victims, attended a vigil last night.
He was a loving guy. A loving guy. Was a devoted father. He'd do anything for his daughter. And for him to get up and wake up and his life get ended, it's not fair.
Tropical storm Idalia is expected to strengthen to a major hurricane as it races toward Florida's Gulf Coast. Weather Channel meteorologist Jim Cantore.
From Jacksonville all the way up to Wilmington, North Carolina, this is your hurricane too. We will have impacts along the entire southeast coast.
Four major wildfires are burning in Louisiana. At least one death is now blamed on the flames. Beauregard Parish Sheriff Mark Herford.
I've been with the department for about 32 years, and I can honestly say I've never seen any fire that looks anything like this, nor near this size.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Further insight into do-over ballots in Wisconsin might emerge today, as a judge in Waukesha is set to preside over a case concerning ballot spoiling. That's the practice of obtaining an additional ballot after casting an initial vote. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has sought to permit voters to acquire a second ballot. However, both a lower court judge and an appeals court have ruled against allowing the practice. A potential revival awaits the Rosebud Cinema in Wauwatosa. Pete Schwaba has more.
The city has a meeting next month to explore the possibility of revitalizing the theater as a community initiative. Following its closure due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the theater remains shut with no intentions to resume operations. Atosa Alderman envisions the theater being reborn through community backing, transitioning into a nonprofit entity.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Remember this song, girl. You remember this? Come on. Stop. Drop. Shut them down. Open up shop. Come on. Stop. Drop.
I'm trying to remember his name.
DMX. Who you talking about?
DMX. I was gonna remember it probably by Friday. I would have remembered it. But thanks for bringing it to my attention. Welcome back. Time to help me with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, Gilbert, you know, we talk a lot about football, and that's really, you know, the meat and potatoes of our conversation. But there's a reason that we call it Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, because we can talk about many other issues and many other things. And we both agree that we would be remiss if we didn't talk about the horrible incident that occurred in Leroy Butler's hometown, Jacksonville, Florida, over the weekend, where a wayward young man walked into a Dollar Tree store in with an AR-15 and intentionally killed three black patrons. Your thoughts, man?
Yeah, I was looking at it, man, and they said that he was really targeting HBCU college,
right,
but couldn't get in.
Right.
So he went to the next place, which probably had more folks over there at the time. So I don't know if school's in session or not, but it hits home to me because my son goes to an HBCU. And you can't wrap your head around this, man. I mean, this world we live in, it makes you just try to, I mean, you just can't understand people these days.
Right.
I don't know why they got so much hatred in their heart to go take somebody's life. Politics ain't worth taking somebody's life, man. Just being hateful and all that other stuff is not worth taking somebody's life, man. I don't know.
You know, Gilbert, today, for people who may not know it, it's 60 years after the March on Washington. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King and all of those people who marched on the Capitol in some of the greatest words ever spoken in this nation by Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King were spoken. And here 60 years later, there's still people who unfortunately are wayward and misled. And you know, Gilbert, you can be wayward and misled, and that's all right. But when you're wayward and misled and you have your hands on the killing stick, that's a whole different story, right?
It is, man. I mean, God, dog. I mean, who wakes up this morning and say, I'm going to go kill black folks? I mean, come on, man. Come on. You know, why? What did this beautiful human being do to you to make you want to hate them?
Well, it's not the individual. The individual just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. This guy had decided ahead of time. You know, we live in a time, Gilbert, where unfortunately that hatred is manifesting itself more in its outward now. It used to be a time when that was done in the dark, but now people do it in the light. And, you know, only through the grace of God was it only three. He certainly, with the kind of weapon that he had, he could have killed a lot more. But again, the police arrived at the right time as he was trying to leave and you know, forced him to barricade himself in the store where he couldn't get out. And so I guess once he, because initially his plan was to leave the store, and I'm sure once he had killed three, he would have killed even more. But the police were there, and they made the difference, all the difference in the world, and forced him to barricade himself inside of that store, and he eventually took his own life. But, you know, Gilbert, you know, you and I talk a lot. I know the size of your heart and how much you love people and are connected to people, and you and I have that in common. And you just can't comprehend, you know, why people can be so hateful. But they do exist, and, you know, we've got to we've got to figure out a way in this country to get beyond all of the differences that we have. A human being is a human being, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Earl. Absolutely. I think, and you got to commend those police officers too, man, because they can lose their life coming to save somebody they don't know.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about, you know, that all this kind of bad rap and everybody pointing fingers at this, that, and the other. But those people, the ambulance people, the police people, whoever, run to save your life. That's what you got to commend.
You know, Gilbert, and I take my hat off to you. You travel this state, all over the state, in places where sometimes people don't even see a person of color. But you travel all over the state, man. And so what do you see? What do you find?
I find different people, man. I found different walks of life. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, sometimes it's political people in the crowd, you know. But that's the beautiful thing about football. They're getting along. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People don't realize that. You know what I'm saying? You can have a Democrat and a Republican sitting right next to each other cheering their favorite team on. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
That's true, man. See, they, you know, sports and football and baseball, basketball, for 3 hours or however hours that is that they watching it, they getting along. Ain't that crazy?
You know, man, that's, and really, Gilbert, that's the beauty of sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because for that period of time, everybody is on one accord because mm-hmm. they're supporting their team, right?
Yeah.
Nobody's absolutely. Thinking anything else other than mm-hmm. their team. Mm-hmm. And that's why I always say sports does play a major role in the society. And there are people who want to minimize it, but mm-hmm. but you know, those are people who don't understand, right?
No. They don't get that fever. They don't get that fever.
You hear people say, well, it's only a game. But they don't. They really don't not. Understand.
It's a way. It's a way of life, Earl. I mean, the tragic things that happen in this world. You know, sometimes sports bring everybody back to the normal place, and through all the rough times. You know, well, it makes somebody smile.
Well, see, there's no question that in Jacksonville, Florida, it's going to be a tough road back after the situation.
Yes.
But I guarantee you, when the football season start, during the football games in those times, nobody's going to be thinking about any of that. Right?
Of course, you're going to have a heavy heart, but you need something to keep your mind off of it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Something to take you away for a couple of hours. Of course, when them couple of hours are over, it's going to come back.
Right.
Especially if that's a loved one. You know what I'm saying? So it never goes away, but it gives you a break from the real life stuff. And like I say, man, I just want people to love each other and not do that crazy stuff, because I just can't imagine these young folks taking young folks' lives.
Well, see, Gilbert, all it takes is one person with a killing stick, and that's why you got to make sure everybody don't have access to a killing stick, right? You can feel whatever way you want to feel about people and about things, but when you have access to a killing stick, you can act on it, right? If you don't have access to that killing stick, man, you can feel whichever way you want to feel. But when you act upon it, and you can get easy access to, again, that automatic weapon, that's what the debate and arguments have been about all the time.
Yeah. I mean, hey, man, I've not been with a family that goes out hunting, and I live in Detroit, man. You know, we don't go out and hunt
right,
and
same
do
thing
all
with
that
me.
Crazy stuff,
right.
Man. You know, so I know is that. You have to be responsible with your weapons. And for the most part, people are, you know, but you got some people that are not, you know, and that's the people we got to find.
Yeah, it's no question, man. And so I thought some prayers go out
Yes.
To the people of Jacksonville, Florida, as well.
Old city.
As my thoughts and prayers go out to people in Detroit and Milwaukee who suffer that same kind of thing every night, right?
Mm-hmm.
We just have to get beyond hatred. And
absolutely, Earl.
And, you know, it's not an easy thing to do, but we must get beyond that. You know, give us. I want to talk, man, because we haven't done this about your time when you were with the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh Lord Jesus!
Hey, man. Listen, man. You know, the Vikings, they've always been one of my favorite teams.
Yeah, man.
You didn't know that?
First you said it was Detroit. Now you're saying Detroit, these bums the Vikings, up in Minnesota.
The Vikings. Ever since the Purple People Eaters. You don't remember them, right?
Yeah. No, I'm trying not to. Or the friend to talk whatever his name
talking
was.
To man.
Tark,
but Carl Eller, Alan Page. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and those
great
guys.
Great human beings, though. They are great human beings.
You got to meet those guys.
Yes, they're good guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Alan Page became a judge.
Wow.
Yeah. He's been a judge for all those years. But man, as a young boy, watching the Purple People Eaters, well, man, it was just amazing. So when you when you wound up being drafted by Minnesota, what round?
Third round, 79th pick.
Hey man, that's pretty good. 79th pick.
Yeah.
You know, and so you got drafted at the time. How long did you stay?
I stayed all the way up to the first week of the first game. First game. What happened was running back got hurt, and they wanted to keep him on the 58-man roster. So they had to make room for another running back until the other guy got healthy because they didn't want to put him on IR. So they chose me to go back to the room and be on the practice squad for a week or two. And 10 minutes into my drive, I was a Green Bay Packer going home.
So listen to this, man. They had a 58-man roster back then.
Yes.
They're so cheap and so in love with money that they cut the roster down to 53 today. Mm-hmm. If ever they needed a 58-man roster, it's now, right?
Yeah. That's them owners, man. They rule the world. they rule the world. I keep telling you.
Yeah.
One day you're going to figure it out.
They rule the football world.
They rule the football world.
Yeah.
Not the dude that's, what's the dude, what's the commissioner name?
Goodell.
Goodell.
And what it says to me, Gilbert, is those five extra players are going to be towards the end. They're not going to be making a whole lot of money anyway, so they're not exactly saving a whole lot of money.
Making practice squad money.
Yeah, on the roster, right?
But they are available to all 32 teams. Just as soon as you put them on the practice squad, they're available to all 32 teams.
Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Gravedigger, what's your thoughts? We'll be right back.
So to the next time you hear the dog rhyme, try to keep your mind on getting in prime. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop.
Whether it's a picnic in the park or a cool, easy dinner when it's too hot to cook, sandwiches in summer go together like peanut butter and jelly. And there's no better bread to build your sandwich on than Country Hearth's Dakota Style 12 Grain. Baked the old-fashioned way with whole grains and real honey, Dakota Style 12 Grain bread has the flavor your family will love. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media. 608-819-8255.
It's back to school time, but before we ring the bell for class, how about this subject? The first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created America's first kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown, about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bach.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
High of 79 this afternoon, under mainly sunny skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lowest dip down to about 58 tonight, mainly clear. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, highs around 77, a mix of clouds and sun. Mainly clear skies Wednesday, with daytime highs approaching 70. 76 Thursday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Show, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. They're about to put the live ammunition in the barrels, Gilbert. And I'll tell you something. I watched Aaron Rodgers on Saturday.
You did?
Yeah, and what I noticed was if you put some real pressure on him, one of the attributes that made Aaron Rodgers so great was his ability to run, Gilbert. You know, as a young guy, he could get out of the way. He could get around in. He could cause havoc because of his legs. But I saw signs of Aaron Rodgers in his last year with the Packers last year when he just couldn't get away. And cats would put some pressure on him, and they'd make him, you know, throw the ball any kind of way he could to just, cause y'all will leave a quarterback alone if he just get rid of that ball, right?
Not necessarily.
But they got laws.
They got new rules now that we're supposed to leave him alone.
Why you see him sometimes just throw it out of bounds, underhanded, anything. Mm-hmm. To make sure.
Sometimes it become a hot potato. Yep. Get it out your hands, man.
And I saw him, you know, they got after him. And he couldn't get away. Mm-hmm. And he underhanded it out of bounds, you know. He did that a couple times. And all I could think about was, hey, man, he is 39. Mm-hmm. And then you see Love. Because I watched that game, and he's that youth, man. Those young legs do make a difference, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Father Time is undefeated, as they say. You know what I'm saying? So, and there's another saying where they say, fatigue make cowards of us all. You know what I mean? There's also a say, if you still got that ball, get rid of it, fool, before we hit you with it.
Hey, so one time Rodgers couldn't quite get rid of it fast enough, and they treated him like a Raggedy Ann doll.
And
all I could think about was that was his first preseason game. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he hadn't been really hit because they've been protecting him.
Yeah.
And they put something on him, right?
Yeah, you can't protect them in the games now. You're going to get hit. Regardless, you know, you're going to get hit.
Yeah, and all I thought, man, was okay. So here we are, all the talk about Love and Rodgers. Mm-hmm. Hey, there's no point in talking about Rodgers anymore in Green Bay, is it?
No. Well, he's gone. He's the next. We done flipped the page to the next chapter, man. And now, game one, when it's really live, that boy gonna get some respect. Number 10 is gonna get some respect. I'm telling you. I've been hyping on this boy and hype. He gonna make mistakes, but he gonna get his respect first game. Mark my words.
You know what I noticed about him? Mm-hmm. Is he's got a strong arm, man.
Oh, yeah.
And he throws a beautiful ball. He throws a ball similar to Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, that's what I'm saying, man. He had a good teacher. All them years he sat down, he watched, he studied, he did his stuff. He did his due diligence, as they say. Now you're about to see it. So all them people, the naysayers that was hitting him before he started throwing his ball at training camp, you're going to see that this kid can play some football. Guaranteed.
Well,
him is just dude.
I mean, they didn't keep him and invest all of that in him.
If they didn't see something.
If they didn't see something. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phone lines quickly. CJ, yeah, what's going on? Quickly.
Thank you, gentlemen. I said the first time I talked to you both, this guy's going to be incredible, just the way Rodgers watched Favre and learned. Jordan Love watched Aaron Rodgers and learned, and he's going to be amazing. So I can't wait. You heard it from me first, Earl.
Tell him, CJ. Tell him.
Love your show.
All right, CJ, thank you very much for the call. But, Gilbert, it's now time, right?
Now or never. Put up or shut up.
What do you say? The love train. Riding the love
all
train.
All aboard
the love train. He's here. He's ready. And, you know, we're going to see, man. You know, playing a couple downs is a lot different than playing a whole game, right?
Right.
His body has to get used to being hit over an entire game and over an entire season, man.
It's good that we playing the Chicago Bears because they don't like us.
The Bears?
No, they don't like us and we don't like them. So they're going to try to put some fire on Love. They're going to try to hit him and rattle him and shake him up.
Hey, Earth to Gilbert. What? They're not going to try to put, they are going to put some on him.
No, they ain't going to. We got some hogs up front. They probably going to tell us to say, man, you ain't touching our quarterback.
Yeah. Well, the Packers do have a great offensive line, man.
I wouldn't say great, but they're pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
it's all about that defense we unleash on them. Bears.
Yeah. It's safe to say they got a great defense, right?
We got a good defense. I ain't going to say great yet. We got a good defense, but.
So here's what I understand.
They got a good quarterback on the other side, Justin Fields, that can run all over the place.
You don't want to refer to the Packers' defense as great, but you refer to Ty Detmer as great. I don't understand that.
Because that's past tense.
I'm just trying to follow your train of thought.
They got to get a few games in before you can call anybody great to see what they got.
I know, but you called Ty Detmer great.
Because it was past tense. He played.
Oh, okay.
He was a starting quarterback.
Okay.
We call great quarterbacks. You know what? Ty Detmer going to come up there and slap Tate out there, man. Because you killing him on the radio. Get him, Ty. Just get him, man.
Hey, man, we got to run.
I ain't going to even save you either.
We got to run, man. So as we prepare for opening day, man, I can't wait to that Monday after opening day, man. We have a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Right. We're going to beat them Bears.
Under the helmet with the grave digger. As always, good talking to you, man.
Good talking to you,
Have
Earl.
Another great
good
week.
Good job, Calvin.
Hey, we'll talk soon.
Good All job. Right. Tell us again. Say break. What's up, man.
All right. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back with Under the Helmet. Oh, we'll be right back with Sandy Williams on the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.
a new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday, September 2nd. It's the Badgers and Buffalo Bulls in Madison. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, Racine, and 98.1 FM.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.